Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. If I am to live in the flesh, that means fruitful labor for me. Yet which shall I choose? I cannot tell. There's been many attempts to understand the Apostle Paul's quandary. Some have approached it by considering him suicidal. The rigors, trials, hardships of life in this world had weighed on him to the point where taking his own life and putting an end to it all, well, seemed to make a lot of sense. Today, I would guess that most people would just consider him sort of pathetic. After all, we've come from nothing. Millions, if not billions, of years of random accidents that have worked out to our benefit. We have a brief time in this world before we die and go off to nothing. How pathetic to waste it. How pathetic to throw it all away. Live for the moment, live for now. Squeeze out as much as you can. That's the thinking of our world today. Paul's just pathetic to think that there's something more, something better, that leaving this life is entry into another life, a better life. Most people in our culture simply dismiss this as nonsense and myth. But even many Christians struggle with Paul's quandary here. They find it rather confusing. Why would Paul want to give up all this? He's an apostle. He's a man of status, of power, influence. Yeah, life gets tough. There's setbacks. But there are so many good things, so many things for us to enjoy. If we just hang in there, if we're just faithful long enough, certainly God will bless us with prosperity, with good things. If we're just faithful enough, and certainly Paul was faithful enough, he should hang in there and wait for the payoff. What's wrong with Paul? Why is he thinking about heaven so much when there are so many earthly blessings? Yes, people have struggled with the quandary of the Apostle Paul, and so must we. What do you make of his quandary? What do you make of this conundrum? To live is Christ, and to die is gain? Which shall I choose? Actually, this isn't Paul's quandary that we're talking about. It's our quandary. This is really the quandary of every believer, or at least should be. The scripture is clear. This is not our home. We are not residents of this world. We're not citizens of this world. We are aliens, sojourners. Our citizenship is in heaven, the very place to which Paul's heart is drawn. But where are our hearts drawn? There's so much to enjoy in this life, so much that the world offers us. We've been blessed in so many ways. Certainly, as citizens of America, we enjoy abundant blessings. We enjoy many things that people in other parts of the world long for. In fact, struggle diligently to come here to enjoy. Things that we'd like to keep for ourselves, to preserve for ourselves, to protect, because we love them so. And while there's nothing wrong with any of these blessings, we, by nature, are prone to be idolaters. And these blessings quickly become things that capture our hearts, that turn our hearts and minds and desires to this world and this life. And the life to come is an afterthought, even called the afterlife. We take the blessings of this world and put them in the place of the God who has given them. Soon we find our entanglements in this world far too pressing to give thought to the life to come. Soon, the things that we enjoy in this world, that we manage in this world, that we immerse ourselves in, that soon take over us and our time and our energy and our focus, soon they are our citizenship and our hope and our purpose in life. We feel as though the very things that God has entrusted us cannot continue, cannot prosper, cannot be completed without us. Now, Paul's struggle is not our struggle at all. Our struggle is how to hang on to life in this world, how to increase life in this world, how to secure life in this world. But Luther challenges us today. Therefore, it should be the desire of Christians to die to this life more and more every day, he says, and because they are weary of it, to hasten to the life to come. Which shall you choose? Well, it's interesting, the Apostle Paul never gives us his decision, or does he? He does not make the choice between life and death. Instead, he makes the choice to leave that matter in the hands of another, the Lord of life, the Lord whom he served, the Lord whom he longed to be with. His life was in Jesus' hands. And you have that same freedom. You don't have to worry about a choice between life and death, between now and the time to come. You've been freed to put your life in his hands. You've been freed because he chose to live a life in this world. He chose to be a sojourner here, an alien. He chose to live here on your behalf. He honored the Father in his earthly body. And being in the flesh, living that life, was something he chose to do because it was necessary for your salvation. His death was great gain for you. So truly, to live is Christ and to die is gain. The very fact that you're here in this world, breathing, living, working means you have a purpose. That your life here in this world is not random, it's not meaningless, but has deep purpose and meaning. The very fact you're here is proof of it. You're in the world according to God's design and his will. You're here and blessed to be here, to be a blessing to others. He assures you that there's joy and however you may serve him by serving other people, whether it's a pastor or a lay person, a professional church worker in another way, however you're to serve him, however you are serving him, there's joy in it, there's meaning in it, there's purpose in it, there's hope in it. So whether in life or in death, have courage. Christ has redeemed you with his holy life. Christ has delivered you with his holy death. And Christ will be honored in you, for he has risen to new life and has raised you as well. Whether you live or you die, you have ample cause to glory in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. And now may the peace of God keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.